From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county and all 50 states. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, there's a lot of things to know before you conduct a farm auction.
Retiring farmers using auctions as part of their succession and transition plan have several things to do in preparation. Auctioneer Mark Stock says setting the time and date of the auction to give enough prep time is important. So checklist items like proper documentation and maintenance of machinery and equipment.
You need to do a cab kit or something like that, or put new batteries in. You want to have the maintenance records available. Titles to your vehicles, make sure those are all ready to be transferred. Make sure you have good liability insurance.
And with more online companies performing online auctions and utilizing technologies,
video footage is so important of that planter going through the field. We want to get the video footage of the sprayer operating in the field and the harvesting equipment doing all those things, because those action shots give the buyer more information about being comfortable with that particular piece of machinery.
Stock adds that producers need to prepare to answer questions, especially if their event is online with viewers from across the country. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Well, our pearl of wisdom today, saw this recently on a church sign. It said, "Don't give up. Even Moses was once a basket case." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.